And when you have been wrapped up and you have a personal, unique relationship with the Lord, he has already equipped you for the battle. This battle isn't yours. It's the Lord. And so when the enemy tries to take you down and take you out, the Lord is simply saying, this is just a test. And when the enemy think that he has gotten you down and knocked you to your knees and you start calling out, Lord, have mercy, that is a powerful prayer. Because the Lord God that we serve is full of mercy and grace. God's mercy is being everlasting, extended to each and every one of us. And because his mercy endures forever, when we call upon the name of the Lord takes notice of what's going on because he's an omniscient God. He's all-knowing. He knows our circumstances as well as our condition. And when we call upon the Lord, when the enemy think he got us at the end of the rope, the Lord said, no, he's just getting started, and that enemy just have to move out. And it baffles the enemy because the enemy say, how in the world did he get through this? He should be crying. But the Lord says, I'll wipe.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Weight, Unstoppable Weight.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Get ready for something new. Introducing Uncle Ugg.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I gotta work.
Uncle Ugg with his brand new EP, I Gotta Work.
I gotta work.
Uncle Ugg, party with me.
We gonna party tonight.
You can leave. Took everything. For promo and bookings, 318-322-0683. Also 318-581-0560 or uncleugbooking@gmail.com. Uncle Ugg, the brand new EP, I Gotta Work. Uncle Ugg.
Hi, this is Greg Phillips inviting you to join me weekday nights, Tuesday through Friday. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on KAYT. It's the Junkyard Party. Don't miss it. Your favorite blues, Zydeco, adult R&B, old school, and so much more. The Junkyard Party. It's only here on KAYT.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
Right now. morning and clothe me in my right mind. Didn't let me sleep too late. You woke me right on time.
Welcome to the 10 o'clock hour. This is the Wade Hampton Show on KAYT, KQJO-FM. You know, April 15th is Take a Wild Guess Day. It's a day about noticing your hunches. And just in case you don't want to be guessing on things, just ask the Holy Spirit to lead you. You'll always come out right. Take a Wild Guess Day is today. All right, are you ready for Bible Jeopardy clue number 3? Remember, put who is or what is in front of your response. And again, I want you to notice that the clues are getting a little bit tougher. Here we go. Clue number 3 in Bible Jeopardy. Fill in the blank. He that trusts in his riches shall blank, but the righteous shall blank as a branch. He that trusteth in his riches shall blank, but the righteous shall blank as a branch? What goes in the blanks? Is it thrive and bloom? Is it fall and flourish? Is it groan and fall? Or is it hope and bud? Oh, that's a real difficult one right there. Let's go through that again. Fill in the blank. He that trusts in his riches shall blank, but the righteous shall blank as a branch. Is it thrive and bloom? Is it fall and flourish? Is it groan and fall? Or is it hope and bud? Go to Proverbs 11 and 28, and you'll find the two words that goes in the blanks. Get back with me. Put who is or what is in front of your response, and you'll be responding in the form of a question as we continue with the music here in the Hamp Camp.
Bye. Let's go.
The hits you love on your hit music station.
K-A-Y-T K-Q-J-O-F-M.
New music now.
I gotta give it up. That's a brand new Trinity 5-7. It's called You Are. Good morning. You are in the Wade Hamptons Hamp Camp on KAYT KQJOFM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. Author Alyssa Rote has an article, What Does Thy Will Be Done Mean During a Global Pandemic? So, what does it mean for us to pray Thy Will Be Done during this time? You know, we're in a unique situation, and often we face our own personal crises or a local disaster or any scary situation that's specific to our own country. However, COVID-19 has brought everybody around the world together. There are some of us who fear that some of our loved ones will fall ill. Other people have faced illness and even lost loved ones. How many of you know that they're not lost? God knows where they are. Anyway, medical professionals pull long hours trying to keep up with this pandemic. Meanwhile, others may worry about making ends meet while unable to work or find supplies during shortages. We don't know why God allowed COVID-19, though we might try to speculate, but there are some things we need to know. We know that God wants us to love one another and care for one another, so we know that He wants peace, love, and integrity, and we pray Thy will be done in order to make that happen. We know that God can use even the worst of situations for our good. Refer to Romans 8:28 if you got any questions. He can bring the deepest, darkest thing to light and redeem any circumstance. So we pray that His will be done and that earth would reflect heaven. We know that God knows best. So instead of worrying, being in despair, or being angry at God, we can make the decision to trust Him. When we don't know what will come next, we say, Thy will be done. As we said earlier, we're in a unique situation. Together, believers all over the world can pray, Thy will be done. All of us can raise our voices and ask that God would use this to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. We pray that He would work for the good through each and every one of us. Amen. All right, just in case you had not heard the correct response in Bible Jeopardy clue number 3, let's get to that right now. Fill in the blank. Or the blanks. He that trusts in his riches shall blank, but the righteous shall blank as a branch. He that trusts in his riches shall blank, but the righteous shall blank as a branch. Is it thrive and bloom, fall and flourish, groan and fall, or hope and bud? Proverbs 11:28 has the correct response. And if you said, what is fall and flourish? You would be correct, my friend. What is fall and flourish? So I'm going to read that to you in that context. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. Proverbs 11:28. Good for you. As I told you, Bible Jeopardy is going to start to get a little bit tougher, so you're going to have to do a little bit more study. Amen. That's what we're all about here in the Hamp Camp. Now, I want you to stay right where you are. We've got birthdays and anniversaries coming up next.
The Unstoppable Weight, Unstoppable Weight.
Anointed King Cuts wants to thank Central Louisiana and the surrounding areas for your wonderful support in their business. They are currently complying with the governor's stay-at-home order and will be closed until the order is lifted. Anointed King Cuts is looking forward to continuing to serve Central Louisiana and surrounding areas' personal grooming needs. Although they're closed because of social distancing, they've never been closer to the people of this area. Thank you for your support.
Too much stuff and not enough space. Minimax Self-Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's Minimax Self-Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of Minimax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
We have just successfully elected 2 black men for U.S. Senate in Mississippi. Through voting, we have ensured that 80% of our state representatives here in the U.S. South are either black or Native American. Sounds like wishful thinking? In the 1870s, this was actually the history we made through grassroots organizing, and we used the U.S. Census to do it. Coming out of slavery, we organized for black political power, and the census count in 1870 allowed for the creation of the first majority-minority districts in U.S. history. These new districts allowed for a radical change in who represented us in the Senate, Congress, and state houses. In 2020, we will again have an opportunity to take part in the census and make sure every adult and child in our household is counted. Ensuring an accurate count during the U.S. Census is part of our Black history. Let's make history again by making sure everyone we know is counted.
Hi, I'm Mark Sneedy, and this is a Live Hope Minute. A lot of people love the idea of having hope, looking for it all around them, but very few actually know where to find it. I'm convinced that hope is less of an emotion and more of a decision, a posture you can adopt when you wake up in the morning and then through every moment of each day. Romans 12:12 says, "Be joyful in hope." This verse implies that hope is a place or destination that you can actually choose to go. And then when you're there, be joyful. I love how Eugene Peterson translates this verse, "Be cheerfully expectant." Choosing to live hope is an important decision you can make today. My hope is rooted in faith, fueled by love, and guided by vision. And as a result, I live with great expectancy, filled with joy, looking ahead to see what God is going to do. With this kind of faith-filled vision, you can live a hope that transcends your circumstances.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, today is April 15th, 2020. Thank you so much for joining us today. Let's say happy birthday to some wonderful people who celebrate their birthday today. We'll begin with Miss Candy Kristoff. She's celebrating her birthday today, and she's also raising money for Reentry Solutions. Good morning. Happy birthday, Miss Candy Kristoff, on your birthday. My brother, my frat, boy, smooth as cake mix, Don Butler, celebrating his 47th birthday. Good morning to you, Don Butler, and happy birthday to you. We got Miss Keisha McCall on the birthday list. Well, let's say happy Wednesday birthday to you, Miss Keisha McCall, on your birthday. Also celebrating a birthday, Miss Eva Just Plain Sassy Stewart. Good morning and happy birthday to you, Miss Eva Just Plain Sassy Stewart. And actually, that rounds out our birthdays for this Wednesday morning. And if we didn't know about your birthday, we want to wish you a birthday that's happy, blessed, filled with promise and love. And we also want you to know that we want you to live long and to prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. We're talking about what does thy will be done mean during a global pandemic. We're going to talk about the goodness of God's will. You know, it would be kind of insensitive to say that COVID-19 is a good thing. We may praise God for the good he's worked in spite of the situation, you know, bringing families together and helping us realize what truly matters and forcing us to